Several hundred people are sitting on Fannie Hill and Snowmass on a cool Saturday evening. The band Tartan Terrors is up on stage performing what they call Celtic rock, kilts included. It's the annual Colorado Scottish Festival, so it isn't just the band on stage wearing kilts. Men in the crowd walk around in the traditional outfit, the feathered hats, jackets, kilts, even those high socks. Not everyone is here for the festival, though. Brandy Garcia is visiting from Denver. She's been coming to Snowmass nearly every summer since she was a kid. Garcia says part of what makes the concerts so special is the landscape.
This doesn't seem real. This looks like a backdrop. It's a fantasy, and it's amazing. This feels like home to me.
Garcia is at the show with her mother. They're not singing along, just enjoying the music. At bigger shows, like Charlie Tuna and Jamestown Revival, the crowds are a bit more active, singing and dancing as the band plays. When you can't hear, though, it's hard to participate. A newer element of the concert series are the translators standing in front of the stage, putting the music into American Sign Language. Lisa Thomas is the executive director of the Aspen Camp for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing.
We actually do a lot of preparation before the event, about a week's worth of preparation by listening to their music, downloading the lyrics, reviewing how you would translate that into American Sign Language.
Thomas and her colleagues started signing at the concerts 3 years ago. And all of that work that she's talking about, that's not how it was done when the translations were just getting going. It was just a few people who would work for nearly a dozen weeks over the summer to make the concerts more accessible. The first year, things were a little rough.
We just sort of went and did it, maybe a day, maybe the day before.
Now there's a lot more work that goes on ahead of time. There's a week of preparation for each concert. Issues they have to work out, trying to get the timing right so their signs match up to the lyrics or keeping their energy up. Thomas says the performance by rapper Charlie Tuna was especially difficult. He just doesn't stop, she says. One advantage some of her fellow translators have is the ability to remember lyrics right away.
I'm not one of them. I really have to practice at it.
And another challenge, how do you sign words like supercalifragilisticexpialidocious or other unreal words?
I sometimes will just sign these are made up words that have no meaning.
There are two translators at each concert. They switch in and out after 30 minutes or so. That's because they get tired. The way the translators experience the show doesn't differ much from how the audience takes it all in. Of course, except for the fact that they're performing too. Sometimes, Thomas says, the translators will become a bigger part of the show than they'd planned.
The community was watching the interpreter and the band was talking to the interpreter and including the interpreter in conversation and kind of making fun of the interpreter, which is fun. And seeing how fast the interpreter could go. And the audience really came up and said, you know, it was fun and we enjoyed it.
Brandy Garcia loves the raucous concerts on Thursday nights on her vacations. She also loves the different sort of environment she can experience when she's not just listening to the music.
Because you can't beat the setting. You can just, like, sit here, watch, like, the band play, hear amazing music, but you're in the most amazing setting ever.
The Boulder-based group The Samples close out the series. The band got their name from the King Soopers grocery store and all of the free samples they ate there. You can get a taste of their music at the last concert tonight. Patrick Fort, Aspen Public Radio News.